Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So, hello and welcome. Today is the 31st day of swimming, year 24, as we record, which means it will be the month of hiding, aka August, when this comes out.
Great.
Which is honestly wild.
Yeah.
It feels like July went by so quickly.
Yeah, it did. We're almost done with summer.
Yeah. I have not really taken any summer vacation yet, but I will be doing so next week.
Nice.
We're going to stay at a hotel in Huntington Beach and chill, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
That will be nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with summer. It's just too hot.
It's too hot.
I'm ready for it to be over, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to fall weather. I'm looking forward to Halloween, spooky mm-hmm. season, and being able to wear pants.
Yeah,
and
maybe a little rain.
A little rain would be nice. Yeah, I think we're in a drought. We're always in a drought.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah.
What else has been going on with you?
Let's see. It's been like 3 weeks since we recorded.
I was out of town.
Yeah. I hit in 3 weeks. I had a birthday.
That's right.
That was good. Not really eventful. But I had the day off and then the following day off as well, which was nice. So I just hung out with Ryan and we went and got some freebies. And
a lot of freebies.
Yeah.
Hannah is truly the queen of birthday freebies.
I really enjoy getting them. This year, though, I tried to get as many as I could, and then I started taking notes of, like, what's really worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, honestly, like, I wouldn't do all of these if I didn't live, like, I live really close to, like, multiple businesses that
right.
have freebies, so it's super easy to, like, go to the mall and get, like, four of them, and then on the way home, like, hit Chipotle, and then on the way home, and then Jersey
right.
Mike's, and, like, all that stuff. So if you don't live, if it's, like, really going out of your way to get them, I don't recommend it. But I've been keeping a note on my phone of, like, ranking them all, and, like,
wow.
I have, like, notes on, like, this is only worth it if you, like, live nearby or whatever. So maybe I'll share that when it's done.
Okay.
Yeah, so in general, I think that, a really good one is Jersey Mike's. You get enough – now they do it by points. It used to be a certificate, but you get enough points in your account to get a regular size sub, and you have, like, a whole year to
Sweet.
Use them. So that one's really worth it. And then, obviously, if you're near the mall and you have an Auntie Anne's and a Wetzel's, like, you might as well go get those because
–
I mean, pretzels are cheap, but, like, it's a little treat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the one that really grinds my gears, I have to say, is a new one for me is a Cinnabon reward, which you can get if you get the app. And the birthday reward is a cold brew. And it's like, could they not just make it a Cinnabon?
I mean,
would it really hurt them?
I'm not. Well, first of all, I don't drink coffee. But even if I did, I wouldn't be going to Cinnabon for
no,
coffee.
No, it's not.
It's literally in the name.
It's also not like I like coffee. And I like a sweet drink every now and then, but this was, like, way too sweet.
Oh, that's
for me.
Right, because it was a Cinnabon cold
you could
brew
pick,
that was, like, Cinnabon flavored.
Yeah, you could pick if you wanted cinnamon roll flavor or vanilla flavor. And so I asked which was, like, the least sweet, and the guy said they're both really sweet, but, like, Cinnabon's the sweetest. So I went with vanilla. So they give you, like, the coffee, which already has, like, probably like whole milk in it, and then it's like caramel on the side and like chocolate. And it was like – it was just –
too much.
Like, Ryan and I both had, like, three sips of it, and then we were like, no, we can't do this anymore. So I just feel like if you're Cinnabon, like, just give a cinnamon roll away. Why does it have to be that?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I have a bone to pick with them. So that was bothersome.
Cinnabon, if you're listening.
That was bothersome. But, you know, whatever. So we learned that. I won't be doing that one again. That one's out. Unless they change it.
You know what I don't understand? Is it pronounced Cinnabon or Cinnabon? Because
I
feel like
bon.
I've heard both.
I think it's – I mean, it's technically an O. Like,
yeah,
it is Cinnabon,
in the name.
But I don't know why.
I've been thinking about it a lot because we've been watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to our friend Megan, who has been getting Cinnabon
yeah.
every time that she watches a new episode, which
she posted on
great.
Her story and was like, wow, they really made Cinnabon from Better Call Saul a real thing. Can't believe it.
So it heavily featured in the latest episode,
yeah.
which I won't say more because I don't want to spoil it for
yeah.
anyone who's not caught up. But
there's like
it makes me want to eat it.
It's good.
Delicious.
I mean, Ryan also had because I like forced him to get the app so that I could get like I forget why. I made him get it so that I could get some points or whatever. And then when you sign up for the app, pro tip, you get a coupon for a Bon Bites thing that's like six little mini ones. So we also had those. And those were good. And I was like, this could so easily be the birthday reward. Like,
it should be.
It should be. No one.
If Jersey Nice is giving you a full ass sub, then Cinnabon can give you
a
cinnamon roll.
Yeah. It's just dumb. Because how much is a cinnamon roll? Like, what, $4 maybe? I don't know. I haven't
bought probably more now.
Maybe. I haven't bought one in a really long time.
I was going to say, I haven't been to Cinnabon in such a long time. I don't even know where the nearest one would be. I'm assuming in a mall somewhere. Yeah. There's also one at the LAX airport, but I haven't flown out of there in a long time. I always fly out of Burbank, so have not.
I'm usually not like hankering for a cinnamon roll when I go to the airport.
It's always I feel like it's always weird timing. Yeah, where I'm just like not today.
The other one that you shouldn't sleep on, I don't know how big a chain Nothing Bundt Cakes is.
Oh yeah,
but they give you a whole. If you just get on their mailing list and you select like which your closest bakery is, they'll give you a whole like buntlet, which is like a personal sized bundt cake, and it's really good.
I need to do that before my next birthday. I need to sign up for that because we are big fans of their bundt cakes.
They're delicious. I had the snickerdoodle flavor for mine.
Oh shit!
Which I hadn't. I think it was. I asked if it was new, and she said it was seasonal, but now it's permanent.
Nice.
It was really good. Tastes like coffee cake, but like elevated. Mm. So highly recommend. I used to always get the marble one, which is like half vanilla, half chocolate. Yeah. I really like that, but they didn't have it.
We always get they have like a Funfetti one.
The Funfetti's really good. The chocolate, double chocolate one is really good. If you like red velvet, their red velvet's good too. So you can't go wrong. That's a great
bakery.
The other freebie that I haven't yet redeemed is a cookie from Crumble.
You know what's so weird? I was literally about to bring up Crumble because I was thinking about it while we were talking about sweet treats.
Yeah.
And while I was in the Bay Area, I had Crumble for the first time.
I haven't had it.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
So it's for those who are not aware, I didn't know about it until
it's
a chain. There's a few I checked there's a few in Southern California. Yeah. Like there's one in like Inglewood and there's
I live near 10 minutes from one.
Yeah. So it's I don't know how widespread it is, but for some people, you might have one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the Bay Area visiting family, and we all went out to lunch. And then right next door to the restaurant was a Crumble. And they're like, oh, my God, have you had Crumble? And I was like, no.
It's supposed to be really good.
Like, it's super good. So I got like a 4-pack and I split it with my brother.
Nice.
And so their thing is they have always a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
And then they have 5 other flavors that they like rotate weekly. And so when I went, they had chocolate chip. There was an oatmeal chocolate chip.
Okay.
They had this thing called a fruit pizza, which was basically like a sugar cookie with frosting and then little fruit pieces on top. And then they had like an Oreo type one and some other one, I forget. But they're big.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I mean, they've got to be terrible for you because it's just like, it's like, I can tell it's like loaded thick with like butter.
Yeah,
it's thick and it like melts in your mouth and it's so good.
Well, they give you a free one on your birthday. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. I will be signing up.
Yeah. I have the little thing for it. I'd known about this one, but I never knew that there was one close to me. I think the one that's near me might be new. I think it's in like West Hills or something.
Yeah.
They're
in kind of random locations. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, I expected there to be one in like Hollywood or like Beverly Hills.
It's weird.
It's just like, I think there's one in like La Cañada or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It hasn't quite come to like LA, like central.
Yeah.
But I think I still have like 2 weeks or something to get that one. So I haven't done it yet, but I will because I haven't had Crumble before and I am really excited
Highly
to try
recommend.
It. Yeah, I've been wanting to try it for a long time.
Great.
So that's one you shouldn't miss. And also the other place that gives you, here's my other gripe and then I'll stop, is that so you get a free sandwich from Jersey Mike's. You also get a free sandwich from a place called Firehouse Subs.
Okay.
Which is a chain, but I don't know how many there are. I think there is a few in LA and they're pretty good. It's like a regular like sandwich.
Sure.
From Subway, what do you get? A cookie. Just a cookie.
Wow.
And Subway's like the cheapest.
Pathetic.
And it's like, come on. Like, really? I'm not going to go out of my way to get, I mean, I do live across from a Subway, but I'm not going to just like go there and just get a cookie.
Yeah,
like,
that's
their cookies
stupid.
Are like a dollar. It's dumb.
Their cookies aren't even that good.
No, either. They're just like whatever. So that's a stupid one. I think that Subway could could spring for a full sandwich when Subway's literally, I think they're the most popular, like,
I was going to say, they must
chain.
Be, like, the leading one.
Yeah, there are more Subways in the world than McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure.
That's insane, actually.
Unless they've, that definitely, like, as of a couple years ago, that was true.
Wow.
I don't know if it's changed
that's
now.
Wild.
But, yeah, they're, like, huge. So I'm like, I think you can give me a free sandwich on my
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, you can afford it.
Just think that you can. So anyway, that's that. So I won't be getting that one. And I didn't get my Firehouse subs because the only one we have is, like, kind of far. And I didn't get to it, but it's fine.
Well, we also got on Friday night,
yes.
Hannah and I hung out. This is our second time seeing each other this weekend. We went out to CPK for dinner, and Hannah got a free butter cake dessert.
Yes, I did. It was good.
Although, if you get the Haagen-Dazs ice cream, that's extra.
It's not included in the
bullshit.
Free dessert. Should have gotten it, but I didn't.
Whatever. But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to get a strawberry shortcake, but our waiter did not want to get me anything. So that's his loss, really.
Yeah.
Because I would have gotten it. I had it. So this was like the third time having CPK in a couple weeks. Is it just happened that I had been there recently and I got their strawberry shortcake. It's really good. Definitely
it looked
recommend.
Really good.
I mean, strawberries are in season right now, so yeah. And the shortcake is really good. So yeah, we had CPK dinner, and then we went to see Thor: Love and Thunder.
And we redeemed my free birthday popcorn, which we did not eat because we were so full. But it was the last day that I had to redeem it, so I had
I
to
mean,
get it.
I mean, you had a few bites, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
I would like to state that I never committed to eating the popcorn.
No.
I had literally like a little cup of water.
Yeah,
and
just
that
couldn't
was
do it. I was so full.
I was full of fettuccine alfredo and some butter cake.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned having had the strawberry shortcake recently and then wanting to have it again, because last night I went to dinner with Ryan and his mom. For like a belated birthday, and
where did you end up
going?
We
went to a restaurant.
Hannah was like, I'm having dinner with Ryan's mom tomorrow night, but we don't know where we're going. She said it's a surprise.
We ended up going to this place in Beverly Hills called Ocean Prime.
Ooh.
Which is like a seafood and steak place.
Nice.
So I had salmon. It was really good. But it's funny because we told them it was my birthday, and so they brought a dessert, and it was butter cake.
Wow.
So I butter cake twice in a row. It was also very good. To be honest,
hard to screw up a butter cake.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. But to be honest, the butter cake at CPK was, like, pretty comparable to the butter cake at this, like, really high-end place. And probably, like, less, like, probably half the price.
Oh,
so
sure.
So, recommend. Yeah. But anyway, so I had butter cake twice in a row. No regrets. It was good. Butter cake.
Thoughts on thoughts on the movie?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. It was enjoyable.
We had a good time.
A fun time. It wasn't like the best movie
ever.
No,
it was like, I don't know why. I think we both agreed that Ragnarok was better. Because this one just felt less cohesive. Like, they
were
trying to do,
over the place.
Like, a few different storylines. And, like, there was, like, the comedic element. But then there was, like, they're trying to be serious.
Yeah.
And it was, like, kind of weird. Like, there were some tonal shifts. And it didn't feel completely coherent.
Yeah, some of the jokes like didn't quite land the way that Ragnarok did. But like, whatever. It's
overall
enjoyable.
I enjoyed it though.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you can't do worse than Thor 2. That was like the bottom.
Didn't even see it. So.
Everything above that. So I think it might be coming to Disney Plus at some point. So you could, if you don't want to go see it in theaters, you can probably wait and it'll be.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's like a theater must.
I mean, it's fun to see stuff on the big screen, but yeah. So that was a good time. And then we still need to see Nope together, which we will be seeing with Mike minus Ryan.
Yes. different categories.
Yeah.
Different
Mike will
partners.
Not watch superhero movies. Ryan will not watch horror movies.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
We'll do that next.
And then I, on Saturday night, watched two very different movies yet again. I don't know. We don't really have a plan, and we just kind of go in there and watch something. And so ahead of time, we were like, we should watch the new Chip and Dale movie that came out on Disney Plus like a couple months ago, I think, at this point.
Isn't that with like The Lonely Island or
So it's directed by Akiva Schaffer. It's written by these two guys who also wrote on like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And Andy Samberg is Dale.
Yeah.
And then John Mulaney is Chip.
Okay, nice.
And it was like a little weird at first to like get adjusted to hearing their voices come out of these animated chipmunks. But you sort of get used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I was always like, that's John Mulaney.
Yeah.
That's Andy Samberg.
So I feel like I'm watching Big Mouth.
Yeah. It's just like, anyway. But it was very fun, actually. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was some good jokes, very fun little cameos and references. Nice. I'm honestly surprised that they, like, Disney let them kind of have free reign with this.
Still, like, family friendly, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a couple jokes that are a little like, but it's like, you wouldn't, if you were a child, they would go over your head. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, there's a Ugly Sonic is in it.
Oh, great.
Okay. And he's voiced by Tim Robinson.
Of course.
So that was great. So yeah, we watched that and then it was like 9:30 and we're like, should we watch something else?
Yeah.
And then we were just going through the catalog on HBO Max and Mike was like, do you want to watch Freddy versus Jason? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, that's quite a difference.
It was a tonal shift. One was PG, one was R.
How was it?
It was fun. It's very silly. If you enjoy those movies, you would probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
I will admit we have not completed all of the Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th movies, but there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
And we wanted to watch it because neither of us had seen it. Yeah. So it was a fun time. Would recommend. There is kind of a jarring moment where they drop the F slur towards the end.
Why?
It's a great question. I mean, it was 2003, so it was a little bit of a different time. But at the same time, I was actually looking it up because I was like, it just felt like it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that is unexpected.
And I guess it was not in the script, and it's unclear whether it was like, I guess it somehow it came up on set, but we don't know. It was the person who said it was Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
Is that how you say your name?
Yeah.
From Destiny's
Child.
Yeah,
Rowland, yeah.
And so it's unclear if she improv the line or like someone on set, like the director or producer suggested it to like, I don't know, pump up the dialogue.
How strange.
I mean, it's directed at Freddy Krueger, but at the same time, it's just like very
bizarre.
Not necessary.
Huh,
so just an FYI, if you choose to watch it, be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, tons of blood.
Yeah.
Some fun moments. Two very different films, but I enjoyed them both.
That's cinema
to me. Anyway, anything else to comment on before we move to the actual subject of the podcast?
I don't believe so. I have not watched a movie since Thor. Because yesterday we just had dinner and came home. And tonight I'm going to take a bath. I got some new bath products.
Nice.
Some Dr. Teals.
I think stuff. I also will be taking a bath.
I got Rand's sister gave me some. I saw her yesterday and she gave me like my birthday gift, which was some Dr. Teal stuff. But then I got the new Dr. Teal's like sleep soak Epsom salts that have melatonin in it.
What?
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture. Okay.
And it's all like really affordable. It's like $6 for like whatever.
I love Dr. Teal's.
It's great.
Like, and then, not a sponsor of this podcast,
I wish.
Obviously, but
Dr. Teal, if you're listening.
We enjoy his bubble bath.
Yes.
We enjoy his Epsom salts.
And
you can pick it up at Walgreens.
It's great. It's everywhere.
Pretty affordable.
They had a whole like display at CVS that was like the melatonin collection or whatever. So I recommend checking it out. I'll let you know how it goes tonight.
Please
So I got the melatonin sleep soak Epsom salts, and then I got the melatonin sleep soak body wash.
Ooh.
And then I also have the sleep and soothe bubble bath or whatever.
Yes.
And I got they also have a scrub that I really like for the shower. So I got that. It's not melatonin. It's just like whatever.
A shower
plain
scrub.
Just a scrub. And then I also got the new melatonin sleep spray. And spritz your pillow. I'm going to be sleeping good.
Okay.
And you like spritz your pillow with it. And it's supposed to like, Ryan did not like the smell, but it's supposed to be like
calming. No, I get that. I don't know. I have actually a pillow spray from, what is it? The... Not Bed Bath and Beyond, the other
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I like them. It's like a lavender.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to like help you promote calm and sleep. I don't know if it actually works.
I don't know.
There's so much in it though. Like I bought it because I think I had to get like a certain minimum for like shipping one time, and I was trying to get like some hand sanitizer and some other stuff. So I was like, whatever, I'll get this also. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna finish the bottle because it's just like you use so little of it
because it's just a misting.
It's just a little mist.
Yeah, I have like a lavender linen spray that I've had forever that I'm not anywhere near close to being done.
Yeah.
So anyway, Dr. Teals.
Self-care.
Highly recommend.
So important.
Gonna have my bath. Excellent. It's gonna be great.
Well, moving on to the Elaborate.
Great.
I'm pleased to announce that my red mohawk is now a Christmas mohawk.
Nice. It's Christmas cute. In July.
Yeah, Christmas in July. I like it. No changes other than that, although I've been zapping every day. So we'll see. I mean, it's very unlikely I'm going to keep a mohawk in any shape or form. Sorry to the mohawk lovers out there, but we'll see what happens next.
Great.
What's your update, Hannah?
I do not have one. Still the checkered cow. Which is fine. It's just like,
it's come so
on.
Funny. It's been like 3 episodes,
I think. It's been a while, and I've been consistent. I think I missed I definitely did today. I might have missed yesterday, but whatever. It's just a checkered fucking cow.
That's literally what that's what I wrote on your doc.
Yeah. I'm just pretty done with it, to be honest, but we'll just see.
Sick of seeing that black and white checkered face.
I'm a little tired of it, yeah. So hopefully by the next episode I have something better to report, but
fingers crossed.
Oh well. Speaking of pet colors, let's go to the news.
Let's do it.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
Okay, we have a lot of pet days, so we're just going to
go through rapid
fire. Just blast right through them. The first was Ixie Day, which was on July 11th. There are a lot of pet days in July.
Yeah.
So the new color was Dimensional. Fine. No feelings or thoughts. And the outfit was Sophie the Swamp Witch, which makes complete sense.
Great.
It's fine.
Honestly, cute.
It looks a bit silly. I feel like
they put it on like a red Ixie. And
yeah,
so
it would have
like
gone green at least.
The clash is a little much.
Yeah.
I do like it how it has just like a little sparkle.
Yeah, it's cute.
Item that makes it look like she's doing magic.
Yeah.
Honestly surprised we didn't have a Sophie the Swamp Witch outfit prior to this, but now you do. So you can dress up your Ixie.
Fantastic.
And then we had Tuscanini Day on July 12th. The new color is 8-bit, inspired by a user design from user Zipperin. I don't think this is the one that we featured when we talked about 8-bit
I didn't recognize
fan designs,
this one.
But I remember seeing this pet page, and they have some other 8-bit designs, and this one I think is inspired by, I want to say, like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it was something that I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
It is cute. So it's the Tuscanini, obviously very pixelated, and then he's got like a wizard outfit and a little wand. So that's cute. And then the new outfit is Senator Palpus, who I had to look up.
From like the SACMET Defense or something.
Yeah, he was...
Yeah, SACMET Defense Force.
He
general.
Used to be a general, and he was one of the main characters in the old Usurper plot.
Yes.
Was suspected in the murder of King Coldsand, which I was...
Dark.
Did not take place in that... I did not take part in that plot, so...
Yeah, I didn't either.
You know, if you want your Tuscanini to look like him. I mean, it's fine. It's just like a sash with some medals on it.
The
and
actual
like a
Senator
headdress.
Palpus looks a bit silly.
The picture that's on the Jelenio Book of Ages, I don't know where this is from. It looks like it might be the old art or someone's fan art, but he looks very chonky.
Yeah, he's got a big chin for it. I don't know if I would even could tell this is a Tuscanini.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
It wasn't.
He's got like a Jay Leno-esque
chin. He does
chin.
Have a Jay Leno chin. Yeah, yeah. I see that. Anyways.
Also, I just don't like the name Palpus.
Yeah, Palpus.
I don't like that.
It's kind of viscerally displeasing.
Makes me think of palpate.
Yeah,
and
palpate
that's just,
is a gross word.
No.
I don't like it.
It's not anything good.
But anyway, then on July 18th, we had Kiko Day. The color is Mosaic. Fine.
I don't like it that much.
It's just, it's kind of busy on the face.
Yeah, it's very busy on the face. And that was the thing, is like, I couldn't even see the mouth at first when I initially looked at this. Like, there's just so much going on.
Yeah, it's a bit
on.
Hard to decipher.
But I also don't really like Kiko's that much, so.
Yeah, they don't really do it for me.
Whatever.
The outfit was rock and roll Kiko.
Someone was saying this was inspired by Kiss, and I guess it was maybe their early days before they started doing, like, the full, like, makeup
okay,
and
yeah.
stuff.
With the keytar.
Yeah, there's a keytar, there's a, what do you call that? Like, not a scarf, but, like, bandana around the neck with musical notes, and then headphones honestly look modern. They look like Skull Candy headphones.
Yeah, and then little gloves,
and then the fingerless gloves. It's a cool look. Fine. It's fun. And then Piofin Day on 26th,
my birthday.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry you had to witness the new custard color.
Normally I'm cool with Piofin Day being my birthday because, you know, I like Piofins.
Piofins are fine.
The custard is really
It's
bad.
Rancid. Honestly, it looks
like
gross.
Pee or like vomit or something.
Yeah,
it's
the shade is wrong.
Shouldn't the custard shade be more white? Like they have yes. the other custard looks, listen, custard as a color is gross and
in general, yes.
Generally looks very suggestive. I don't know why this is like a yellow color though. It should be more white or more
it
cream.
Looks almost like it's borderline getting to like the snot color.
Yeah, it's snot-esque.
And it's like the way that it's dripping too, I'm just like
I don't like it.
I'm very uncomfortable with it. Yeah, I'm looking at the other custard pets and they all look fine, honestly, in comparison to this. I don't know why
this one is
the way that it is.
I think also like I don't know. Like, they had to do custard? I mean, isn't there another color they could have done? Like, do we need another custard?
Yeah, for real.
I think the general consensus is people didn't like this.
I saw a post on the boards from someone who we actually featured a while back.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Who's trying to redo the custard color. And they're like, I did a redraw of the custard Piofin and it was way better.
Way better.
But
this is just nasty.
I don't know. They're probably not going to change it at this point.
No, I don't love it.
The outfit, on the other hand, I think is cute.
Yeah.
It is the cowhand outfit. So kind of a gender neutral cowboy. The fins, the tail, it has boots. Two shoes. Even though it doesn't really have feet per
it's
se.
Funny. I like it.
It looks a little silly. It's got jeans, and of course a cowboy hat and the traditional Western style shirt.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah. And then finally, July 29th, we had Rookie Day.
Great.
The new color is transparent.
Horrifying.
So yeah, you can see like the inside of
I don't know bug anatomy, so I don't know if this is accurate or not.
Yeah, it's hard to
tell.
I
know sometimes in the past people have complained about how they
it looks like they tried
it.
To like the bones.
I mean, the skeleton looks different than a human skeleton. I'll give them that. But yeah, rookies honestly suck and this makes it look even worse.
Yeah.
However, I do like the Orchid Rookie armor set. This
is
the
cool.
only time where I will allow a rookie to exist in my sight.
It is
because
cool.
it looks nice
and
pretty. And it is, I think, going for the Orchid Mantis.
Yeah.
Which I learned about from Animal Crossing, of course.
Exactly.
And again, of all the bugs in that game, I did not enjoy most of them. But the Orchid Mantis.
Yeah, that one's nice.
That's nice.
I'm not a big fan of mantises. They're really creepy.
No, mantises in general, not a big fan.
But yeah,
but
I do.
But this, it's not bad.
It
honestly.
Was a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a smart idea. It's got like cool sword and shield made out of like flower petals, and a little helmet and armor. And it looks nice.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him.
Nice job, rookie outfit. That's our pet days. So, great. Now to the real meat.
The big news.
The real big news is that Neopets was hacked, which you probably already know. it was hacked.
There was a data breach.
Nothing was, nothing about the site changed. So there was a data breach on July 20th. It was reported that over 69 million user accounts were compromised and posted online for purchase, selling for 4 Bitcoin or approximately $94,000 USD, US dollars. So that's cool.
Yeah, so shout out to Jelly Neo. That was how I first heard about it. They were on it. They got a tip from an anonymous tipster, and then it was validated by Neopets later, who, much later, honestly, like several hours, I feel like, after Jelly Neo posted about it and tweeted about it, they finally released a statement. And the statement reads, are we going to read the whole statement? Statement reads, Neopets recently became aware that customer data may have been stolen. We immediately launched an investigation assisted by a leading forensics firm. We are also engaging law enforcement and enhancing the protections for our systems and our user data. It appears that email addresses and passwords used to access Neopets accounts may have been affected. We strongly recommend that you change your Neopets password. If you use the same password on other websites, we recommend that you also change those passwords. As our investigation continues, we will update you as appropriate. We truly appreciate your patience and understanding at this time. Thank you. And then there have been no updates since then. So it's been over a week and a half. And nothing.
So hopefully you've all changed your password by now. It doesn't appear that your Neopets information, like your Neopets account, is really unlikely to be compromised, because whoever did this, like, just wants that
info. They want the information to sell to other people who presumably will try to use it to hack other
like your
sites.
Emails and stuff to find credit cards and bank and stuff. So if you use your Neopets password anywhere else, change it. Change all of your passwords. Use a password manager.
I just started using one. It's kind of embarrassing that it took a Neopets data breach for me to finally make the call. But yeah, I've been meaning to for a while, and now I'm using 1Password, and it's great. Honestly, worth it.
Yeah, I use LastPass. They're great. I've been using it for a while, but I really made sure to never use the same password more than once after my Taylor Swift tickets were stolen back in 2019. Yes. So
that was devastating.
It all ended. Well, the show got canceled anyway, so it didn't matter. But anyway, yeah, I highly recommend doing that and taking the time. I think I took like a couple hours to really go through like every site that I had a password with and make sure that I changed the password. Or if you don't use any websites, just delete your account, like whatever it is, just to kind of clean up like where you have all of your data. And now I have like a really good score in LastPass for all my passwords. So
it makes it easier too, because then you can just autofill your login information.
And it'll generate unique passwords for you. You never have to remember
You can
them.
Use it on mobile and on your laptop or desktop. So
I use it all the time.
Again, not a sponsor, but either probably any password manager.
Even like just using Apple Keychain or like Google passwords, like in Chrome, if you use that, is fine. Like, it's better. Yeah. That's better than nothing. And that can create, I think Safari also will create like unique passwords for you. So, and those are free.
If you also, I think for at least for 1Password, if you go to their website, you can generate unique passwords without having to like sign up for anything.
Yeah. And the 1Password and the LastPass are all like encrypted. You have like a master password and all that stuff. So it's very secure. And you can store like other types of, you can store like security codes, like backup stuff in there. It's like, you can store credit card information, whatever. Recommend doing that for sure.
Yeah, it's still unclear whether this person still has active access to the Neopets database. Hopefully that's not the case. I would hope they would have shut that down. But we don't know because they have not made a statement. And some people were saying, well, they have law enforcement involved, so maybe they're not allowed to comment on an ongoing investigation. But they could say something to
just
that effect.
Just let us
just
know.
Just say like, hey, just so you know, the investigation is ongoing. Yeah. You're not allowed to comment at this time. You know, your accounts are safe.
Yeah, that would be useful. So we'll see. I would assume there will be another statement at some point.
Hopefully.
I don't know when, but...
They're really getting ratioed on all their social media posts. Because I feel bad for their social media manager because, like, clearly they're just trying to engage and tweet about, you know,
stuff.
Chocolate day or avocado day or whatever. But every time they tweet about something that's not the data breach, everyone's like, where's the data breach update?
It must have made – one of my friends who does not play Neopets but does play, like, other games, he sent me – the like post on Jelly Neo about the data breach, and he was like, do you know about this? I was like, why are you on Jelly Neo? So it must have made like
I think it was on other websites
or like Reddit or something.
I had a friend who knows about the podcast who texted me and was like, hey, have you heard about this? And I was like, yes, obviously, but thank you. So
bigger news than just internally.
Yeah, I mean, this does happen to websites. It's happened to Neopets in the past, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, they used to store passwords in, like, plain text.
Yeah, they were
not
encrypted, which is just, like...
They are now.
Shaking my head. They, and
that was a while ago.
But, yeah, the problem is they don't have HTTPS, like, the secure information on every page, yeah, including the login page. Like, every time, now that I use 1Password to sign in, it's like, by the way, this is unsecured. Are you sure you want to put your password in here? I'm like, yeah, it's fine, because I've changed all my other passwords. Yeah. But... it's not great. And then the security measures that they haven't put in place, where it's like you have to sometimes like refresh or
your birthday or whatever.
It doesn't really seem to have done anything in this case. And it kind of just makes it annoying to play.
They should really have a two-factor authentication.
That would be nice.
Which is probably like a larger undertaking. But I mean, generally, most like websites should have that, especially if you have a lot of security issues.
And especially in this case, I mean, not everyone does, but they do take people's credit card information to buy, like, Neocash and stuff and premium. So it's like, I would be a little concerned
considering
if they had my financial data.
They've had so many, like, I mean, like, accounts get hacked all the time. Like, there's so much, like, I don't know. I don't really know how to prevent that, but it just seems like there's other things that should probably be done at this point.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's that. So we'll be updated on that.
There also has been no word on the Altidore Cup scandals that we discussed last time, the manipulation of the scores and the alleged shadow banning of certain players. A lot of people are still posting on the boards about it, asking TNT to respond. But nothing has been said yet, and we don't know if they will respond. But hopefully they do, because it sounds like a lot of people are still very pissed and may either not play in the Altidore Cup next year or just quit the site if they don't get some sort of answer soon.
Yeah, so that is controversial, and we're just waiting to see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But anyways, in other news, Comic-Con happened.
So it's funny because the data breach was like the first day of Comic-Con, and we retweeted, Jenny Nicholson tweeted, like, was this some sort of Ocean's 11-esque heist situation where they waited for all the staff to be at Comic-Con before trying to breach the database?
Honestly, maybe.
Who knows? I mean, it seems like it definitely made it harder for them to respond to things because a lot of their team was there. They had, as we mentioned, they had a booth with What's Your Pass and Jewelry. They sold some limited edition pins. Mm-hmm. And then they also, unbeknownst to us, they didn't announce this ahead of time, but they did tweet about they had some vintage Neopets plushies. So some of the older ones from like the 2000s that I'm guessing they just had in storage in their office. They were selling those at Comic-Con. Saw some cute ones there. We did not go to Comic-Con this year. No. I was traveling, and also it's honestly so hard to get a ticket. Like, I'm not even expensive. Bothering anymore. Yeah, it's expensive. So we were not there, but, you know, you can find coverage online.
But we did get a very fun DM from Mac.
Shout
from
out to Mac.
TNT, who is going to be sending us some plushies.
Thank you, Mac.
So that was very exciting, and we will post pictures as soon as they arrive, but I'm getting a little speckled Aisha. Very exciting stuff. So that was really nice DM. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, completely unexpected.
Yeah, totally unexpected.
Very sweet.
So super
appreciate
sweet.
That.
So we will be getting those. And then, I forgot to mention, in terms of, or on the subject of people sending nice things, listener Kate sent me a little Neocash mystery capsule on my birthday.
Nice.
I keep meaning to send a message and thank her, but I'll say it here. So that was very fun. I got a couple of fun wearables in it, one of which I believe I'm using. So thank you, Kate.
Sweet. Thank you, Kate.
Anyway, yeah, that's Comic-Con. I don't think there was really anything else to report.
Yeah, it was mostly merch related. There was some of the stuff you could order like online or pre-order during that time. But that's all done now. So if you didn't get it, sorry.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's
I'm assuming they probably still have some plushies, so maybe they'll bring those back at another time. Looked like they kind of had
a lot. I mean, they didn't have an event this year, certainly. Like, yeah. They had the party in 2019 that we went to, obviously.
Yeah,
that was fun. But not this year.
Maybe someday again.
And then, briefly, I guess we have to talk about the Neopets metaverse again.
Yeah, there's just a brief
which brief is just, update. Unsurprisingly... they nominated certain people that are involved in the Discord as brand ambassadors for the Neopets metaverse, and one of the brand ambassadors was someone who goes by Code Cowboy, and they posted in Discord that what you have in this chat is worse than COVID, indicating that Neopians and our discussion of things is worse than a global pandemic that has killed millions of people.
Yeah. So that was good.
Not great.
But then they got banned,
I think, or asked to step down. Yeah, they're not a brand ambassador anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
It just keeps happening.
This keeps happening, and it's just like, I think some of this is just endemic to the crypto space.
It is, yeah.
Like, you have a lot of these
kind
of crypto bros who are really douchey and rude and will, you know... say horrible things to people that don't align with their beliefs.
Yep, it's just weird. So that happened. Otherwise, no metaverse news.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any updates. I think they were supposed to have some more information, but it keeps getting delayed. So,
well,
we'll see.
I don't know. Anyway, there was a new editorial. Also.
There were actually two.
Yeah, there were two.
But I checked, and the other one was, like, really nothing.
First one didn't have anything interesting. This one had a few little tidbits that we picked out. So this is number 965, the most recent editorial that will still be the most recent when this is out, I think.
Yeah.
This first question said, "Hey, TNT, I really wanted to know, where would you say your guys' priorities are for the coming 1 to 2 years? For example, I'm so excited for a potential new ply. I've been training my pet in advance as well for it, but there's a lot of site upkeep to be done. Where will your focus be, and any news you could give us on upcoming plots or features?" So we have two responses to this, one from Yarner, one from Aesop. So Yarner said, "Hey there, after many meetings and discussions, we are hard at work with updates to future events in Neopia to make for the best experience. We also have our work carved out for us in the Battle Dome that we want to address, and the work on making UC paintbrushes as perfect as possible. Thank you for your patience." And then Aesop said, "As for the plot, our narrative team has already mapped out most of the storyline, and we are tentatively aiming for the release of the first chapters next year. Once we get through some of the upcoming events, such as the Fairy Festival and Advent Calendar, we will likely start having some of the other disciplines join us in working on the plot. Although I don't want to give too much away, I can say that the next plot will be a heartfelt tale involving a certain fairy long overdue for a resolution." I don't know.
I've heard some speculation. Space fairy, maybe.
Okay.
More darkest fairy. I don't know.
Like, who hasn't... I mean, I don't know. Like, the soup fairy.
Yeah, give the soup fairy a name.
Yeah.
Give us her origin story.
Yeah, or maybe, like, yeah, lesser used fairy who... Yeah, soup fairy or Talia. Talia.
Yeah.
Snow fairy, maybe. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. Again, these are like
years in advance. Yeah, and pretty vague.
So we don't know what will happen.
Obviously, no updates on games.
Yeah, that's, I mean, to be expected, I guess. But still disappointing to me. I literally saw a board the other day that was just like, "I miss Meepit Juice Break."
Yeah.
I was like, me too, man.
I know.
They didn't even... I'm still mad that they haven't converted Mirka Chase 2. I don't even like Mirka Chase 2, but it's like one of their most popular games.
It's just Snake. Like,
it can't be that hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we don't have... I feel like they've been promising they would release some sort of roadmap.
I feel like there was a roadmap, but it wasn't... It was also vague, and then there hasn't been one... since, and so yeah,
there also
haven't been
any updates to the site since Altador Cup.
Yeah, maybe I would like to know kind of like what pages are next to be converted, like what's going on with build dice, for example. anyway, I guess we may never know. So yeah. There is stuff being done, notably the Battle Dome, also
allegedly.
I feel like happening.
People who are Battle Dome fans have been asking for this for a long time, and they keep saying they're going to get to the Battle Dome, but they haven't. So I feel like people are pretty.
It was mentioned more heavily in this editorial, so
it was.
Hopefully, they won't go
back
on that.
No timeline, and we don't know exactly what it will entail.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, then there was another question. This person said, a lot of rumors are going around about what may or may not have been said about NCUC pets at San Diego Comic-Con, with multiple different quotes being talked about. As we are past the Altador Cup, can you please clarify what the situation is with NCUC pets and when can we expect to see them? And then just for context, the rumor about this was that some people said that various staff members or other people who went to Comic-Con said that TNT was like redrawing UC pets. Likely because they needed to be like done differently to use customization, whatever. But then that was just a rumor and that wasn't confirmed. And so I think that's what sparked what this person said. And other people were saying other things. But Yarner said, hello, we understand that the UC paintbrushes are extremely important to get correct. We are working out a lot of hurdles surrounding the release internally, but want to get some input from our fellow Neopians. We'll be sending out a poll in the next couple of weeks to get feedback on the direction we are going. Stay tuned. We appreciate everyone's feedback. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know really what types of things they'll be asking about. Maybe like pets that would have priority, or
yeah, like if there's a specific color or something.
Yeah, or if you want them to be customizable and like to what end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting to me. So we'll see.
Yeah, remains to be seen.
Yeah.
So yeah, as mentioned, they talked a little bit more in the editorial about allegedly updating the Battle Dome, and then they said there will be a small Fairy Quest event this year around Fairy Festival, which I believe is what, September or October? Something like
that? Somewhere in the fall. Yeah.
Which I don't know if this is their plan, but remembering the last that they said about the UC paintbrushes, that they were going to be, like, I think, color specific, so they would have like a fairy UC paintbrush, so that could potentially be rolled out around Fairy Festival, maybe. I don't know. But yeah. We'll see.
I don't know.
A lot of vague promises here.
Yeah, we'll see.
That is pretty much it. I will say, we didn't put the usernames here. One of the usernames of someone asking a question in the editorial was like Jason_born1 or something, and it just made me laugh.
Love it.
Just like,
that's such a classic, like, I don't know, of the time.
I mean, I was a big fan of the Jason Bourne films back in the day, so,
Maybe, how many are there? Three?
There's three with Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, and then there's like a spin-off one called The Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner that came out not that long ago. it wasn't as fine.
I think I've watched all of the Matt Damon ones. Yeah. I think I've seen all three. I feel like I watched all
I also of them. Read the books that they're based on, which are by Robert Ludlum, and they are thick, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine. They're fun movies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, just a side note. I just love seeing people's usernames on Neopets because you really never know what you're going to come across.
Yeah, there's a lot of variability.
All right. Should we get to our Neo mail?
Let's go.
You've got Neo mail.
So we have a very interesting email here. We don't want to reveal too much, but this is essentially from the person who you may have seen the at Neo SPAC account on Twitter that was started semi-recently. And this person has a whole plan and some things they would like to say to Neopians. So I'll just read their email.
Go for it.
So they said, hello, Neostalgia. I pray this letter finds you well. I wanted to start this letter off by letting you and my fellow Neopians know that I attended a Neopets Metaverse AMA on Twitter and asked a number of questions, not all of which were answered, but in my questioning came an interesting tidbit of information. The Neopets Metaverse is going to be spun off as its own business, separate from Neopets, and licensing the Neopets brand. It isn't Neopets.
Which is interesting. Kind of new, but...
But they're still using Neopets resources.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is interesting in and of itself, but it's been particularly interesting for me because over the past year or so, I've been trying to form a special purpose acquisition company, SPAC, or SPAC, for the special purpose of acquiring Neopets. For those that don't know what SPACs are, they are shell companies that are used to buy a private business and make it public. Shares tend to be extremely affordable, usually at $10 a share, making them accessible to retail investors and, more importantly, to average Neopets players. For some background, I, like everyone else, grew up on Neopets. I started playing in elementary school when the Invasion of Meridel plot was underway. A few months ago, I finally got the SDB Pack Rat avatar after over a decade of on and off playing. Same.
Nice.
Though my prized avi remains to be Hannah and the Pirate Caves, my only game avatar.
Damn. Nice. Oh, you can get it. If you can get somewhere to run that game, it's not hard. That's not a hard avatar. It's just the hard part is running the game.
Wait, do you have it?
I do.
Oh, nice.
I do. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say it's hard. Yeah.
It's
oh, wait, he said
now.
My prized avi. Oh, he has it. Never mind. You have it already.
Yes.
You're good. Never mind. I was like about to give you tips.
It's fine.
But no. If anyone needs a tip, just get the game to run. You can easily get it. It's a cute avatar. Anyway.
Great. they go on to say, Neopets was a part of my life during a difficult transition period, as it was at this time that my autism started having a tangible effect on my personal and social life. Neopets became a solace to me, and I would later realize helped me develop executive functions and social/life skills that I lacked.
Nice.
Good. After restarting Neopets for the umpteenth time, I tend to restart gameplay during Advent Calendar. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
And being disappointed for the umpteenth time, I found your podcast on Spotify. Your podcast helped me realize that not only wasn't I alone, but the problem was far worse than I initially realized. Since then, I have been complaining on social media, calling on someone, anyone, to purchase Neopets. Finally, much like Thanos taking the Infinity Gauntlet, I decided to do it myself. I wrote a makeshift business plan and am currently in the process of seeking a VC firm to help me set up the SPAC. VC is venture capital, and I learned that from The Social Network.
Love it.
I will also be writing the CEO of Jumpstart, Jim Kazulowitz. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know if the C is silent.
To make the case and to try and get a general price, I am of the firm belief that the only way to save Neopets is for it to be run by those who love it, the players, the fans, those of us who grew up with it. Please let your audience know if they are interested in getting updates or helping to set this up. Please email me at neopetsspac@gmail.com or DM me on Twitter at NeoSPAC. Thank you so much for keeping the love of Neopets alive. Hopefully we can bring it back.
Very interesting.
So this is, yeah, I mean, they have a whole business plan. I know there have been discussions in the past of like, why don't we just buy Neopets and then we, the fans, could make it run better because, you know, we know what the priorities are. And some people have done like extensions and add-ons and things. So it's definitely possible. I don't know how willing they are to sell the company or how much they would sell
it
for.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
I imagine it would be quite a high price because I think they probably paid a lot for it.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't, you know, obviously they would want to make a profit. So I don't know how realistic it is that, you know, A, that they would be willing to sell, and B, that somehow you'd be able to raise enough money to buy it.
Yeah.
But kudos to you for, you know, really making an effort.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. I don't know exactly how this will work out, but if it's something that anyone is interested in learning about, you can reach out to
them. Yeah, reach out. Very interesting stuff.
If we get more updates or anything comes of this, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we have just two other shorter emails. So we have this one from Lindsay, and Lindsay said, hello, I am a brand new listener as of today, but I had to write in after you talked about the listener who found two Neopets McDonald's toys in a cat toy bin. I had something similar happen to me a few years ago. I was at my small Midwestern town's annual fall festival rifling through a bin of homemade dog toys for my then roommate's dog when I discovered a little pink Kiko. I think it was a McDonald's toy. The owner of the booth had ripped a tear on the bottom of the Kiko, inserted a squeaker, and sewed him back up.
Wow.
Thought it was hilarious. What is it with randos thinking small Neopets toys make good pet toys? Not sure where that toy is now, but it lasted the whole time I lived with that roommate. Her little 7-pound Aussie doodle loved it. Anyway, love the podcast. Can't wait to see a new episode in my feed for the first time. Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay. Great. That's love a great
it.
Story.
It is really strange.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, depending on the size of the dog, like, I think for a smaller dog, it would be about the right size for a toy. I don't think it would be necessarily the most durable.
No,
so, like,
not.
If you had a dog that was really a chewer, but, like, for our dog, Harry, like, he has a lot of toys around that size,
they're
doesn't
small.
Really chew them. So,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't give him one unless Maybe if it was like a Kiko or a Buzz. I don't think they ever made Buzz toys, but no. Not any of the cute ones. He has sniffed my Mirkas that I keep on my my dresser, but I have told him they are not for dogs.
Not for dogs.
But it could be. I didn't even think of like putting a squeaker in them.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty resourceful. That's ingenious. Love it. And then we have this other really small email from Batty.
So good.
Who sent the nerve of getting this random event this week and then a screenshot of the random event. Something has happened. A blue Maru bounces past and says, never, ever give out your password. And Batty said, like, you first?
So true, Batty.
Very funny. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's the timing of that is very funny. That was literally the week of the data breach.
Yeah.
So...
good stuff.
Yeah, maybe maybe fix your own problems first,
yeah,
Neopets.
Maybe. Yeah, Blumaroo. Anyway, let's go to the boards.
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay, I keep getting a low battery warning on this recorder, so we'll see how far we can get.
See what happens.
And if this sounds weird later, it's because I had to cut multiple pieces of audio together. Anyway... okay, so neither of my posts this week are Neopets related. These are actually older posts that I screenshotted like a month or two ago. Nice. And saved. But I thought they were fun. So the first one, and I think these are both from newbies because that's really the only place people post a lot these days.
Yeah.
Besides side events, of course.
Yeah.
Topic, not trying to make anyone jealous, but OP says, I have multiple sources of enrichment in my enclosure. And then someone commented, behave or I'll take the salt lick away again. And then someone else said, 6 out of 10 enclosure, too small for a creature of your size and lacking sufficient lighting and heat sources. And then someone else said, my enclosure is pretty awesome. It's got live plants and multiple light sources.
Love it.
So I just thought this was very funny because I feel like this is something that happens online. I guess... mostly if you have, like, a smaller pet, like a rodent or, like, a lizard or something. Or, like, if you post a picture of their cage, like, someone will always be like, that's too small for them.
Yeah.
Which, in a lot of cases, it is. Like, they do need a certain amount of room to roam around in. And they need certain things. And, like, they're, you know, for rats, for instance, like, the kind of bedding that you get for them is important. Because some wood chips can create... like respiratory issues or something. Don't quote me on that. It's been a while since I've actually had pet rats. But I also just like the idea of referring to your home as an enclosure. It reminds me of a tweet I saw one time where it was just like kind of jealous of animals at the zoo who has someone else to like take care of their enrichment activities for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, kind of true, actually.
Reminds me of playing Zoo Tycoon. And it would always be like, there's too much trampled terrain in the gazelle enclosure. And I was like, well, you guys walked on it. Like, leave me alone. It was always the trampled terrain. Like,
wow. I never played Zoo Tycoon. I only played Roller Coaster Tycoon, but that sounds fun.
Zoo Tycoon was fun. It was a good time.
But yeah, if you could rate your enclosure, Hannah, how would you rate it?
Let's see. I'd give it like an 8 out of 10. I think it's pretty good. It could be better. Like, there's always stuff that I'm looking to... improve. I'm into like kind of like home decor. I just like don't like to spend the money.
That's fair.
But I like, you know, I'm always like getting ideas for like, oh, I could like put a command hook there and like make that easier or whatever. But you know, I don't know. There are my next, if we had more room in our apartment, I'd really like to do like a bar cart, but not a bar cart. I want to do like a coffee cart.
Oh,
and, like,
nice.
Have, like, our coffee station and everything there, but we just, like, don't have the space. So maybe if I could get that, then it'd bump it up to a 9.5. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah. I would say mine is, like, a 7 out of 10. I've talked in the past. I feel like I never clean my apartment enough. Just... like, I was cleaning today, and I was, like...
there's always something else.
There's so much more that I could be doing. Like, there's definitely a lot of dust, especially in the corners that we
dust
don't always get
tough.
To.
I don't... yeah.
It just keeps coming back.
I know. It feels fruitless.
But we do have... multiple natural light sources.
That's true.
And we do have, I would say, a lot of possible enrichment activities, including playing with the dog, reading one of the stack of books that I have on my side table.
Excellent.
Or the PS5, or watching
stuff
on the TV, the Switch.
Excellent.
I have my yoga mat, you know.
So true.
So it's, I would say 7 out of 10.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not bad. Could be certainly bigger.
Yeah.
But that's hard to come by in LA for a reasonable rent.
Yeah, that's my main problem is that there's just not enough room for all the stuff that I want to put
yeah,
in it.
That's the thing is, like, I've made some efforts to improve it. Like, I got a shoe rack or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I don't want to do anything major because I know we're going to be moving
eventually.
So it's just, like, I don't know if it's really worth it to, like, obviously I'm not going to be painting anything. But even then, like, we can't fit much more furniture and, like, other things. So you can really only do small things.
Yeah. Agreed.
But, yeah.
Great.
Just thought that was fun.
Yeah, that is fun. I like it. Okay, well, I have a Neopets-related post, and this is just another one of those, like, art things.
Nice.
So someone posted a board about Neopet fusions, and so I provided two links here. So the first link has their Neopets fusions, which I just think are very funny. It's basically two Neopets combined into one, and they've drawn them, and they're a really good drawer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this looks like, extremely... Like
exactly like
the style.
Neopets. Yeah. Yeah. So we have like a Elephant combined with a Buzz.
Don't like that.
We have like a Mohawk combined with a Grawl.
Okay.
A Skeeth combined with a Corbat. It looks like Mohawk, Grawl, some little Nimo type of thing. The one that is funniest to me is the Jub-Jub Psybunny.
Yeah, the Jub-Jub Psybunny is wild.
It looks like kind of disturbing, but sort of cute in a
way. It's weird because it's basically the Jub-Jub's whole body.
Yeah.
Because the Jub-Jub is just like the body and the feet.
Yeah.
But the body is now the head of the Psybunny, and then it has like additional feet and like the ruff and stuff.
It's very funny.
The cows we talk is also very interesting.
It kind of looks like normal.
I would say the one I like the most out of this is probably the Lutari Muncie.
Yeah, I like it too. It's cute.
Because it doesn't have the worst part of the Muncie, which is the face.
Yeah.
Don't at me. But it has like the curly tail and it's like a little small guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of these other ones are
then there's
upsetting.
Then there's a wave two, or oh, sorry, the part one. So that was part two. Then there's a part one.
Oh, yes.
And
I'm scrolling down.
A Drake Aisha, which I actually love.
That's kind of cool.
I think it's cool. Also, the Hissy Piofin kind of works. It looks like a mythical beast.
Yeah, yeah,
sort of
I could
thing.
See that.
I
kind of like the Zweetalk uni.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. We'll link this out, obviously.
Yeah.
I just think this is really cool. And the Psybunny Norbu is also sort of cute.
It's something. I mean, it kind of works because it also still has that ruff.
Yeah.
So it, like, kind of ties it together.
Yeah, these just kind of, like, mess with my brain. Like, it's, like, weird. So, yeah, these are fun. And then there's also these little, like, baby ones that they drew.
So they have Baby Koi and Baby Lenny.
Yeah.
Which,
Baby Lenny's cute.
Do they not have those yet? Or?
They do.
Oh, I see. These are, because they're in,
like,
black and white.
Yeah, they're just different designs.
And then they have other
them.
Black and white. Oh, those are cute, actually. Mm-hmm. I do like the black and white Gellert baby.
Yeah.
Because it looks like
little
a little Dalmatian.
And the Kugra has little, like, snow leopard kind of vibes.
Yeah.
So these are fun. And then they also have a design idea for a patchwork paintbrush, which is kind of fun.
Mm.
So
is that the other link here?
No, that's just scrolling down more on the page.
Oh,
they
I
have
see.
Yeah, and then they've also did a version of a chia, and then they linked out this other page for this person's chia project from this page, so I linked that as well. This person
Got
has
it.
Designed some chias. And
oh,
some,
yeah, I've seen this before.
Yeah, these are, they're just cute.
They are cute.
So I thought I'd include it. Some notable ones are the toadstool chia and the pickle chia.
I like the cheese chia.
I like the cheese one. There's a dung one, too, which is, like, gross but funny. Broccoli chia is pretty cute. And these are all just, like, they're just drawn really
there's
well.
There's a Neocola chia.
Yeah, That's they're fun. Just cute. And, yeah, the cheese one's fun. And I don't know what this X-Zreepfruit?
I'm assuming that's a Neopets fruit. There's so many Neopets fruits that I don't even know exist.
Yeah, some of these are Neopets. There's a gumdrop one.
Transparaberry.
Yeah, I like the Neocola one. That one's fun. The potato one is fun too. Anyway, so yeah, we'll link these as well. They're very cute. And just like, they're just like drawn really well. So
I'm continually so impressed by everyone's like, first of all, their skills at drawing. Like these all look on model, like exactly like it's how great. They're supposed to
it's
look.
It's incredible.
And then just the creativity and the different ideas. Like I would never think of these.
I'm quite impressed.
Shout out to whoever, do we know who made these?
Yes, it was for that link. The username is, I just lost it. Oh, Pesticide.
Okay.
Pesticide made the chias.
Great.
And the other ones, let me find who this person is. I don't have their username, but I will get it. This is just, the pet page is bears_09.
Yeah, it's called the Black and White Imaginarium.
Yeah, so I will find that. I lost the board's post, but I'll find that person's username and we will credit them.
Okay.
But yeah, very cool.
So, yeah, neat.
Good stuff.
Can
I use your computer charger, by the way?
Yes.
Sure. Just a little sidebar
need a
here.
Little juice.
Need a little juice before this thing passes away.
All right, yeah, also our recorder. Still going though.
Still going. Let's see it through.
See how far we can go with this. Okay. Well, this other post is a short one. Again, not Neopets related, but kind of fun. Topic: which Muppet are you most like? And OP says, "Want to say I'm like Miss Piggy, but I'm prob more like the Rat." Someone said Gonzo. Someone else said probably Ralph, TBH. Someone said, I am absolutely Miss Piggy. Someone else said, the one that lives in the trash can, which I think they're referring to Oscar the Grouch, who is not technically a Muppet,
but
is in that universe,
yeah,
I think.
Guess.
Someone else said Beaker.
Okay.
So if you were to describe yourself as a Muppet, which one would you pick?
I don't know. Like, I'm probably like a Kermit.
Yeah.
I think. Or maybe like Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef. I love Swedish Chef.
He's great.
Really underrated. Did you know, you only started watching MasterChef Junior semi-recently.
Yeah,
right?
I'd only seen like random.
There's a past season and I don't remember which one it is, but they have the Muppets as a special guest.
Oh, nice.
And the Swedish Chef shows up.
Love it.
And he goes around to like look at what they're cooking and then like he does some of the judging.
Yeah.
And someone makes like a steak or something and he's like, who cooked a moo moo? So Mike and I constantly quote that to each other.
That's great.
So yeah, I feel like I aspire to be Miss Piggy in that she is a feminist icon.
Yeah.
She also knows karate.
She does.
But she's a lot more like, you know, appearance focused and like into
girly.
Like style and stuff, and that's just not really my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go dress shopping with my mom. While I was in the Bay Area, and like it turned out better than I expected because we actually found some dresses that I liked.
That's good.
But the whole process feels like such an ordeal for me.
Yeah.
It's just like not really enjoyable.
Yeah, I get that.
Whereas I think for some people they do
it's
enjoy
fun.
That.
Yeah.
But couldn't be me. I like the idea of just being the Rat, whose name is Rizzo, by the way. Gotta respect Rizzo the Rat.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to him a little bit, I guess. Although he's like from New York and he has a very like New York accent, I feel like. But he likes to eat food.
Yeah.
And he's opinionated.
True.
Yeah. I feel like is it maybe Gonzo?
Yeah.
No. I was thinking of the Halloween special, which I think we talked about a while back with Darren Criss randomly.
Yes, we did.
And I think it's Gonzo and Rizzo, but I think Rizzo is the one that's more scared of stuff.
Okay.
And I relate to that
because
I have a lot of fears.
Makes sense.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to get deep on that one, but I enjoy the Muppets.
Yeah. Maybe like Fozzie Bear. I don't know. He's cool.
I'd like to think that I'm, no offense, Fozzie, but I like to think I'm funnier and maybe better at telling jokes.
Yeah.
Although
I mean,
I have been
like,
known to do a pun or two. Waka waka.
Like, Fozzie Bear is just like kind of like, you know, isn't like an unproblematic king. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
He's just living his life.
Everyone loves Fozzie. And I'm sure there's like more obscure ones that I
yeah, there's
that
probably
I don't
some that
know.
I can't think of. But
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I generally relate to Kermit. Like he's just trying to vibe.
Yeah.
It's like
I do feel like they also had that brief show on ABC where it was like kind of like The Office but Muppets.
Oh.
I watched all like 10 episodes or whatever before it got canceled. And he's always like the one that's like, you know, he's kind of in charge,
mm-hmm.
and he's always worried about things going wrong,
yeah.
and like making sure everyone's like on schedule
exactly.
and stuff. And I can really yeah. relate to that.
That's a mood.
Big mood.
Anyways, okay, well, my last one is like kind of Neopets related.
This morning. It's very good.
So someone in Newbies posted My Immortal fanfic TNT edition. If you don't know, My Immortal is...
How could you not know?
...a very iconic piece of literature.
It
is a Harry Potter, right? Yeah, it's Harry
yes.
Potter fan fiction.
But I think it's... Well, it's wait, like, does it have Twilight involved or is it... No, I think there's just vampires.
Yeah, right? It's like the... But it's like a...
And she's goth.
An OC, like, yeah. main character who's goth and she goes to Hogwarts and, like, I think gets with Draco or something. Anyway,
yeah.
someone rewrote My Immortal, but with Tony P as Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way. And so there's a whole fan fiction. We'll obviously post it. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole thing. But there's, like, lines such as, OMG, I saw you talking to Alice W. yesterday. She said excitedly, yeah, so, I said, blushing, do you like Draco? She asked as we went out of the Corridor common room and into the Great Hall. No, I so freaking don't, I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then, Alice walked up to me. Anyway, and there's also lines like, oh, my freaking Grundo.
I reference Jasmosis a lot.
Yeah. So... It's, yeah, if you feel like reading this, it is here for you to read.
Wow. This is dedication.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Someone did this. Yeah, and the person who wrote this said, I literally completely forgot I created this abomination. It probably should have stayed that way. Yeah, so if you don't, for some reason, know what My Immortal is, it's worth looking up and just, like, reading a few excerpts because it is
Yeah,
iconic.
I wouldn't recommend reading the whole thing.
No, I don't. I've not even read the whole thing. I've just
no,
read,
I read,
like
the first
a lot
chapter.
Of it. Yeah, there's in My Immortal, like, she's known for talking about, like, preps.
Yes.
And, like, hating them. And also the writing is, like, weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another line that says, Jelly Chia, what art thou doing? Called the Neopets team. Yeah, so that exists.
Amazing.
And congratulations to Tony P for being the leading lady here. We have Tony P as Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way, Alice W as Draco Malfoy, Queen Fiora as Dumbledore, Snarky as Professor Snape, Dragona as Professor McGonagall, Susan H as Bloody Mary Smith / Hermione Granger, TNT the Neopets team as Voldemort DJ Skellington as Hagrid, Hagrid, yeah, sorry, Mr. Pickles / El Picklesore as Ron / Diabolo. King Coulson as Lupin, spelled with two O's instead of a U. Coulson. Adam as Cedric with an S. Jelly Chia as Snake Tail. So anyway, that exists.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's the boards.
The fans are just so creative.
Let's go to the items.
All right.
Curiosities.
Okay, my item is not, it's not funny, it's not really anything, I just think it's sort of cute, so I picked it.
Okay.
And let's see, it's a Rarity 68, came out in 2013 in May, it's only worth 990 Neo points. This is a really chill item.
Chill item.
It's just a chill item. The category is healthy food.
Okay.
And the item is Thimble of Soup.
Oh.
It's just a little... It's literally just a thimble of soup.
That's cute.
And the description is, it's the perfect portion if you are a pet, .. So I guess, yeah. Depends what size pet. I still feel like a thimble of soup is like a very small amount.
Well, it depends on how hungry the pet is.
Yeah,
too.
True. If it's just a little snack, maybe it's fine. I just think it's cute.
I
the
like
drawing
that.
Itself is like so small, you can't even really like
it's,
tell.
It's funny because they're already very small
yeah.
because it's like, what, 70 by 70 pixels
yeah.
or whatever. And then this is like, it only takes up like a sixth of the space and
yeah.
the rest of it is just white.
So when we post this, it'll be like terrible
quality. It'll look like a tiny like pinpoint
yeah.
of gray.
But yeah, it's cute. I like it. I don't know what kind of soup it is. It looks orange.
It's a mystery. I thought it looked kind of brown, but it's hard to tell because it's so
small.
It's
very hard to tell. Yeah. But that's that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking as we approach the end of summer, and I'm now wondering if I hope I haven't done this one before.
You know, it's happened to me, so.
So, whatever. But I searched summer, and I came up with this. It was released in 2009. It is a grooming item and also a wearable. And it is the Summertime Fun Sloth Spray Mister Necklace.
No, I don't think you've done this. I don't recognize it.
So it is a necklace that has a... So a mister, as in like the thing you can like spray yourself with water to stay cool, but it's shaped like Sloth's head, and he has like part of his cape. And the description is, keep cool with this necklace, but make sure you know what is in it, ...
Okay.
And that was really what drew me to this, because like, first of all, yeah, it is kind of weird that you would have a mister that's shaped like Sloth. But, you know, there are people out there that are Sloth fans, I guess, and he is an iconic character. But it's make sure you know what's in it. Like, what else would be in it besides water? And, like, also, if it's your necklace, presumably you would be the one filling it and you would know what was in it.
It's also so expensive.
Yeah, it is. It's over a million Neo points. This will, you could only get it from redeeming a $25 Neo cash card in the summer of 2009.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's an R101.
It is a wearable. Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of a bold fashion choice, to be honest.
There's a lot of color. Oh, yeah. I don't think it looks very good, personally.
Not the best.
It's a little garish for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, are you expecting to be pranked? Like, someone's going to switch out your water for, like, what?
Or
soda?
Maybe it's, like, just so you know that there's water in it. I don't know.
Bizarre.
It's a mystery.
Very strange description. Kind of a strange item. But, yeah. You know, I guess if your pet wants to stay cool during the summer and they don't mind having a sloth's head around their neck, then this is for them.
That's the item for you. Great.
So, all right. Well, I think that about does it. I think we have survived.
Yeah, it's still going. So.
It's still recording, technically. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Mike for the incredible voiceovers. Thank you to Jane Mahoney for the beautiful artwork and Andrew Hahn for our original music. Thanks to Hannah for coming over and recording. And thank you to Harry for sleeping on the couch and being a good boy.
Very good boy. Thank you for Caroline for being our studio engineer as usual.
No problem.
And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on social media. We are on Instagram at Neostalgia Podcast, on Twitter at Neostalgia Pod, and you can send us an email at neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Facebook if you just search Neostalgia Podcast. We would love to see you on any or all of those platforms. And yeah. If you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, memes, send them our way.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. And on that note, good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.